Triple M's Overnight Sports Report for polyprofessionals, range of Gap and rigid fillers, helping you achieve the perfect finish every time. Available from your local paint specialist store.
Hopefully this bloke can explain how the hell a team of four debutantes, a team of babies, a team without one Bronco in the 17. That would be the first time since the Broncos started, not one Bronco in the Queensland team. How are we going to do this again, Dobbo?
Yeah, g'day, Marto. It's a good question. I would suspect I would throw in 40 years of State of Origin, Lang Park, the home of State of Origin, Suncorp Stadium now, and 52,000 Queenslanders, and Wayne Bennett and Mal Meninga. That's how we're going to do it. It's going to be all about getting this young team up. And look, there's got to be a changing of the guard. We all hear about when Cameron Smith talks about when he came into the side and they played in that dead rubber and they won that match. I'm not saying this is a dead rubber. This is obviously a decider, but the Harry Grant to the world, the Tinos, they're all going to step up. Brenko Lee. There is a question mark now that we've obviously lost Xavier Coates around Edric Lee.
Yes.
I spoke to Wayne last night. He said he will get the job done. All you can believe is that they've put themselves in the position. And look, let's face it, New South Wales aren't a superstar team. I know they've got some good players in them, but they're by no means unbeatable. And I think tonight, I don't want to say they're specials because sometimes that puts the knock on it, but I think they're a huge chance of winning tonight.
Tedesco, Wigham, Addo Carr, that's not a superstar. They're not superstars, Dobbo?
Mate, superstar team.
One,
superstar
sorry.
Team.
Yeah, they've got some holes.
They haven't won, though, at Suncorp either in 15 years, New South Wales and a decider.
Very, very difficult.
But if you bash them, look at what happened to the All Blacks in the last two weekends. If you get out and bash people, they start looking, they start to get a little bit, well, no, this is what has to happen. They've got to get a little bit nervous about everything. You put them off the game like we did in game one.
Mongrel.
Yeah, look, Capel starts on the edge. Sua comes off the bench. That strengthens the bench a little bit more. They've got Lindsay Collins and Jai Arrow. You have Christian Walsh back. I know people go, oh, Christian Walsh, but look, he's a premiership winning player and he was missed. Cameron Munster's fit.
Cameron Munster, is he fit, Dobbo? You've been watching him train?
Yeah, he's fit. He's fit. He's ready to go.
That's the key.
I spoke to Wayne last night about this. I said, Wayne, he said, we can do nothing more. He said, all I want them to do is put pride back in that jersey in front of their fans. And that's what
I'm getting teary, Dobbo.
What's he going to pull out of his hat tonight? Because there's a bit of a meme during social media rounds about Wayne putting in the call to Alfie and accidentally rings Darius Boyd for the call-up like back in 2001. Do you reckon Wayne's got anything up his sleeve, Dobbo?
I think the big message they'll be when they get to the dressing sheds, there's going to be the dressing sheds are going to be lined with legends, Chris Closes, the Artie Beatsons, the Wallaces and Scripses. And I think they're really going to push heavy, and rightly so, on where it all began 40 years ago at this very place.
And Mal was always really big on that. I know when Mal was coaching Origin down at Sanctuary Cove in the team meeting room and where they ate, they'd always have like scriptures from quotes from previous players and articles and images.
Scriptures?
League scripture.
Sayings and words and pictures of the great, you know. It was like, this is what this jersey represents. And Wayne is obviously utilising that as a bit of motivation in the sheds tonight.
Well, I'd just get Choppy Close out into the bubble, mate, and just give him the 3 minutes before they have to run out about what it means to be a Queenslander, or have Billy Moore just screaming at him, Queenslander.
To tell the boys how to dig deep, are they just going to show them Hectic Cheese's Instagram stories and go, look at this bloke.
Still going.
Does not quit.
Dobbo, it's going to have a strange look about it. When everyone will watch them run on the field tonight, there's going to be two players on there in 21 and 19, the two Lees, Edric and Branko. So it's going to look weird, and Kurt Capel's wearing three, but playing because they can't change their jersey.
Oh, really?
They'll be wearing, you know, not even reserve jerseys. Dobbo, are they defend on the same side, Branko and Edric? Will they be defending together?
No, they defend on the right, and that was the defensive side that they defended against Penrith in the grand final. So they know each other well. He's fit.
I think we need Bruce Lee. That's all I'm saying. We need the other Lee who can actually do some real damage.
Edric's over the other side with Gagai, which is a worry for me.
He's a reluctant defender, Edric Lee.
Yeah.
That's our only worry I really see. Oh, mate, we can do this. This will be sensational. Are you calling it tonight?
Yeah, part of the coverage. We start from 6 o'clock. It's going to be a huge night. I'm looking forward to it. But the biggest thing is, look, it's the 18th of November and we're still talking about rugby league. I'm in heaven, you know.
Can I ask a quick question about the coverage, Dobbo? Because I claimed last week I was going to listen to Triple M while I watched it on Channel 9, but I couldn't get it to sync up. For our listeners at home that want to do the same thing, why is the TV delay
different? If you put it through, like Fox, you can watch Channel 9 through Fox on 100. What you do is you pause the coverage of the TV because there's a delay, and then just let it catch up, and then it catches up and you press go. It's very hard to sync. I can't do it very well, Margo, but I tried.
But I just thought, like, Corey and I weren't able to do it last week, so I thought if our listeners were having trouble with it, maybe they can help us.
Maybe speak to someone from our tech department rather than
Smart
Dobbo.
TVs.
Well, I thought Dobbo being on the call, he might know what the delay is.
He just shouts the words. He doesn't worry about syncing things.
Can Wendell Saylor fix my internet?
The Decider live on Triple M.
He's mattresses.
It starts at 6 p.m. with Dan Ganane, Mark Geyer, Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, and Dobbo. We will hear you then, Dobbo. Thanks for checking in.
Good on you, guys. See ya.